Now, today we're going to answer the question, how can I transition from learning lettering as a hobby to making it a career? Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, a space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business. From struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer, I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Welcome back to Open Studio. I'm Martina Flori, your host, and today we are continuing with this special series where I am answering the most frequently asked questions that I receive from you, from the listeners, which have to do with how do you get started with learning a craft, like lettering, for instance? How do you find your first clients? How do you market yourself? So all of these burning questions that I hear over and over again, I have compiled them in this series of episodes where I will be answering each one of the questions at the time and giving you insights on how to overcome these roadblocks. Now, if you cannot wait, if you want your answers right now, you can have them. You can have them right now. And you can do that. You can read those answers by downloading the guide that I have prepared for you and that you can download on martinaflor.com/guide. This guide answers 10 of the most pressing questions that aspiring lettering artists have. And in this guide, I have not only provided insightful answers, but I have also shared some of the stories of my own journey as I build my career as a lettering artist. So hopefully this guide will serve as a go-to resource for you to guide your way into lettering and to get started, because that's all I want for you. I want you to get started, because by doing is the only way that you will gain insights that will inform your next steps, right? If you don't do anything, if you don't get started, if you don't set yourself in motion, you will be always wondering what it would have been if I would have started with that, right? So I want you to set yourself in motion. And if you have pressing questions about how do you get started with lettering, I have prepared a guide for you that you can download right now by going to martinaflor.com/guide. It is for free, so there's no reason for you not to do it. Now, let's dive into today's episode, which is, as you know, part of a series of episodes where I answer the most burning questions about lettering, how to get started with lettering, and how to build a career as a lettering artist. Now, today we're going to answer the question, how can I transition from learning lettering as a hobby to making it a career? And I want to dedicate this episode to all of my students inside my academy, all of the members of Big Ampersand, the membership that I have for lettering artists, because this is for you. For you that you are creating lettering every day, every week, and you are wondering, hey, how do I start building a career with this? Because I can already see that I'm good at this. I can picture myself doing this forever, right? And I love it. I enjoy every single minute of it. So how can I do more of it? And how can I turn it into a career? How can I go from doing this as a hobby or as a student to turning into a pro? First, you will start by focusing on your most important asset as an artist, which is your work. I always say that your work is your superpower, and your way to showcase your superpower as an artist is by building a strong portfolio that showcases your best work and start telling people about it, right? You first need that portfolio. And when I say portfolio, you don't need 20 projects that showcase your skills. You don't need 100 projects to showcase or to prove that you're good at this and that you have a skill. With showcasing just four projects, you already have a portfolio, right? So I want you to start focusing on building a strong portfolio, right? Collecting those four first lettering pieces that represent the type of work that you do, and start telling people about it, right? Now, if you're starting new, tell your family and friends. Start outing the fact that you are a lettering artist and stand for it. Because this is one of the things that many beginners or many aspiring artists negate. They don't tell anyone about this. They keep it a secret. And by hiding it, it's very hard to embody it, right? If you hide something, it's very hard to embody it and therefore believe it and actually doing it. So start telling your family and friends that you are a lettering artist and that you are doing this. Another thing that you can do is to create a social media profile as a lettering artist. Another thing that you can do, a little bit more advanced step, is to create your online website. And believe me, you don't need to be an expert at coding to create your own website. Nowadays, there are tools and apps and websites that help you create a website in just a few clicks. So, no sweat. There's really easy ways to get started with a website, and you, with no coding background, you can create a website in a few clicks. And what I think is great about a website is that, in a way, it makes it real. I remember that the first time that I put my website live, I felt like, wow, I'm real, right? And it may sound silly, but it looked like my website looked like any other website that I have visited before and that I always admire, right? All of these websites of other artists that you visit and you think like, oh, I wish I would have a website and I wish I could show the kind of work that I'm able to do. So once you put that website out there, you're sort of official, right? And I think another great thing about having your own website is that it not only allows you to show your work as it is, but also allows you to invite people into your world. And whenever I speak about portfolio and building a portfolio as an artist and as a lettering designer, I always speak about the importance of not only showcasing your work, but also showcasing the person behind it. So creating a website really gives you that opportunity to not only speak about the work and show it and showcase it in the best way, but also to speak about who you are, what's your story, what your values are, what are the people you can better help with your work, right? So, which is something that is a social media account hardly allows you to do. And I always encourage every artist that is starting new and that wants to make that first step towards, transitioning from being a student or being in a way, an amateur or doing this for a hobby to make it professionally, is to create your own website. That will automatically make you look professional. Now, if you're already a graphic artist, a designer, an animator, and you have a client base, you just need to include lettering projects in your portfolio and offer your new service to your existing clients. How? Well, next time a client approaches you with a branding project, for instance, use your lettering skills to create their logotype. Instead of using any random font out there, well, not any random font, but because I guess you would choose that font so that it fits the briefing for that branding design, but use your lettering skills to create that logotype design. Create a custom logotype. Another example, next time a client asks you to create a cover for their brochure, create a beautiful hand letter cover. So find any possible excuse to use your hand lettering or your work onto your commission work. And leverage the client base you already have to start gaining paid assignments in lettering. Many lettering designers experience frustration in the beginning of their journey because they overly focus on dream clients, let's say Adidas or Nike, right? And they forget about the connections they already have. And as I always say, a real assignment is much better than a dream assignment. So focus on that first. Focus on gaining and closing small assignments so that you can build a portfolio, and then you can move on to bigger clients. For this, I will recommend you to use my three-layer client outreach process. I want you to think of the picture of an onion, right? And in the center of that onion is the first circle that you're gonna tackle. As you start, you know, engaging new clients and as you start doing client outreach. So in this first circle are your friends and family. It is easy to talk to them. They already know you and they trust you. So it's really easy to get assignments from them when they need a certain lettering piece or they need to create something with lettering. They will ask you first because you're the easiest person to contact and they already trust you. They know you. This experience, the one of working for friends and family, this will help you gain confidence, experience, and it will help you continue expand that portfolio of work that you have. And better armed later on, you can then move on to acquaintances and friends or friends of friends, and you can gradually start upgrading your fees, right? So let's go back. In the center, there's family and friends. These are very easy to reach out to, and they trust you, and they will think of you firsthand when they need something in relation to lettering. Now, the outer layer, or the second layer, is acquaintances or friends of friends. And you can find these people by just thinking about people that you have worked for before, previous employers or previous freelance clients, and also friends of friends. You can go ahead and ask your friends if they know someone who may need a logotype design or who may work for a publishing house that requires designers or lettering artists to create their covers. So you start asking, right? You will reach out to these people with more confidence because you have the previous experiences from working with friends and family and with a solid bulk of work. And therefore, you can gradually start upgrading your fees. You can charge more. Now, the outer layer is those dream clients, those Adidas and Nikes. And you can move on to acquiring those big clients and providing them with the professional and fabulous work experience with you because you have so much experience up your sleeve, right? Because you have gone through all the other layers and through that experience, you have gained confidence. You have gained confidence not only to deliver the work, but also to price your work and to deliver a professional work process. So remember, follow the three layer the onion process that I recommend, which is starting by the people you know, moving on to acquaintances or friends of friends, and then tackling the big dream clients. And don't forget to collect testimonials along the way because there's no better way to speak about you as a professional than having other people speak about you. So in any case, whether you have already a client base or you're just starting, I want you to go out there and network with other professionals in the industry by attending local events, workshops, online forums. You need to get out there. You need to advocate for your work. This is the only way to get your name out there. So start introducing, go to these events, as you show up in these online forums, as you connect with people, start introducing yourself as a lettering artist and offering your lettering services often. And you don't need to do this in a niche, weird way. You can just offer collaborations or show interest in someone else's project and how you can help them. I remember that as I started as a lettering artist, one of the things that really made me stand in my position of a professional lettering artist was printing business cards and handing them out during gatherings or events. And another thing that that helped me in my journey in the beginning to get started, to get my name out there, to gain confidence and to not being afraid of showing myself authentically was to collaborate with other artists, because two are stronger than one. So I remember that on one event that I attended, which is called Tipo Stammtisch here in Berlin, which is a gathering of the typographic community, I met Giuseppe Salerno, who was also in the podcast, and he's a good friend of mine. And we met in that one gathering, and I discovered that he was into calligraphy, I was into lettering, and we were immediately attracted to one another's work and also personality. So we started collaborating, and we initiated a couple of projects. We started an online battle called Lettering versus Calligraphy, which at that time was big and got really a lot of attention from the typographic and lettering community. And also through that first experience, we started teaching workshops together and going on stages on conferences together. So by collaborating, by offering your services, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will go to a meeting or a gathering and say like, oh, I offer lettering services, hire me. But by creating these connections, you will start finding opportunities. If you never get out of your place, if you never get out of your little studio space, you will never find these opportunities. So this is how you start earning or gaining these small freelance projects that help you, you know, gain experience and testimonials, which make it easier for you to acquire new clients, right? And I know that you may be thinking right now, hey, but I'm not interested in doing client work. And that's totally fine. And I always encourage everybody who wants to start their career as a freelance or as a solo artist to shift their focus to entrepreneurship and not so much and not being so much focused on acquiring clients or doing client work, because client work is not the only thing you can do. So this process of, you know, connecting with people and going to gathering and getting out there is useful for any venture that you start as an artist. So if you start your own online shop, your own workshop series, your own online courses, regardless of what is it that you do with your skills, this framework of getting out there, connecting with people, this will always be helpful. So you can apply it to any scenario, and it will always help you create connections that will propel your project forward. So bear in mind that commissions are not the only thing that you can do to generate income with your skills. And there's a myriad of ways to make money. And we will see that next, in the next episode, where we will answer the question, how can I create income with my lettering work? And if you're hooked, and if you want the answer right now, you can have it. You can go ahead and download my free guide, the free guide that I have put together for you, where I answer 10 questions, the most pressing questions that all lettering artists have. You can go ahead and download it on martinaflor.com/guide and get the answers right now. It is for free, no cost for you, so there's no reason why you shouldn't download this guide. Now, if you want to hear me answer those questions for you, then subscribe to this podcast and you will get notified when the next episode comes, where we will answer the question, how can I make income? How can I make money with my lettering work? See you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye-bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode. You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us.
Thank you all for listening and see you in the next episode of Martina Flores Open Studio. Bye-bye.